Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, 6 or 7 years old.
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our new friend, George Magnus. He won't be a new friend for long. We're going to get him back on the show. He's written an outstanding book, folks. A very contemporary, very comprehensive, very prescient look at what's going on in China. The red flags, why Xi's China is in jeopardy. You won't hear that title too many times these days. George, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. We've been talking about China. We talked about whether China was a more of a danger to itself than it is to us, although there are some realities there. We talked about the trade issue, whether the U.S. and China are going to pull this deal off. I think they will, and I think America will win. I think Trump will win in this. Now, do we lose him? Are you there, George? Do we lose him? All right, so try to get him back. He's in London, folks, by the way. We're going to dial him back. So the issue is, going forward, we do have to deal with the realities of what's happening in China. They're manning military, increasing their military presence, but they're also increasing their cyber crime presence. So we got two potential. We got one real war going on, and one potential war going on, and the real world isn't the military war. George, you there? Okay, we're still working on that. So think about that, folks. And I said this to someone else earlier in the week, last week I guess it was, that the next war that we fight, number one, is not going to be with ordnance. It's going to be with digits, with ones and zeros, maybe qubits. I guess I said that yesterday. And the truth is, there's a correction to what I just said. That's not the next war. That's the war that we're currently in. And that's one of the main things that Mr. Trump has to find out a way to stop. That's part of the trade deal. Are you there, George?
Yeah, I'm right.
Okay, there you go. Sorry. So I was just saying that the next war that we have with China has already started. It's the cyber crimes war. And in my opinion, that's part of this. Isn't this part of the negotiation with China?
It is very much. People may remember that when President Trump originally announced the first round of tariffs against China, punitive tariffs, and he talked about a policy that the Chinese have called Made in China 2025, which is a comprehensive industrial strategy to basically make China a leader in 10 important modern technological sectors, many of which have military connotations and implications. And cyber is part of that, of course, because it's about big data and about manipulation of data and what do you do, how you deal with it and how you acquire it and so on. So, people say it's about the trade deficit, which it is, ostensibly. But actually, this is just really the tip of the iceberg. What's underneath, really, is a struggle for technological and, of course, in brackets, military supremacy or primacy.
Right.
And I think that's a struggle which is not going to be resolved in Buenos Aires this weekend and is not going to be resolved anytime soon. So it's going to be a bit of a slog. We have to hope that, that the two countries, with America and China, can find ways of coming to a kind of an agreeable standoff in which, compromise can happen to try to make life tolerable again. Yeah.
George, would you agree with me that whatever good comes out of negotiations with China that will be in America's interests. And I mean as much as we can possibly get from them to make trade and our relationship not be as toxic for us as it currently is with terms of trade and cybersecurity. Would you agree that that must be done before Trump leaves office? Because any politician who follows him is not going to be as tough on China. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, I'm sure, as a Brit, I'm looking at him abroad, and I'm saying, why it seems to me that the political spectrum seems to be pretty united around this issue about we can't let China out of our sights now because
right.
we've crossed a few red lines. But I do think that's right. I think we have to re-engage with China.
George, thank you for being here. George Magnus, ladies and gentlemen. Red Flags is his book. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.